The boy who can't. There is a boy who can't. He can't go to nursery or learn how to count to 10, 20, 30. He will never lose his shiny toy train to find it again in the garden, ruined from a night out in the muddy rain. The boy won't ever accidentally knock his mother's prize flower box off the windowsill so it smashes on the newly paved lawn his father laid the week before. The boy can't go to school. He can't receive a medal for his incredible ability in science and chemistry, even though he adamantly protests that he is too cool to ever complete homework on time. He won't ever challenge his daredevil friends to a bike ride in the park. No hands. A tree won't cause him to swerve suddenly and skid, scraping his knee on the concrete road. He won't return home with a gaping leg wound to grin and tell his horrified mother, "I'm okay." The boy can't become torn between his divorcing parents, won't see the divorce unfold. He will not be able to attend the highest ranking university in the country due to his incredible talent for scientific research. His proud mother can't bustle him onto the train with strict instructions of phoning every night and eating properly, visiting every 3 weeks. He can't do exactly so, even if only to humour her worry. The boy won't ever meet a sweet, intellectual girl from a wealthy background who he can fall in love with over many dinner dates. He can never marry his first love and buy an engagement ring so expensive it makes her both cry and scold him for wasting so much money on her. He won't tell her that she's worth every heartbeat. She won't cause him to cry the next day at the news of a perfect baby to complete their perfect family. His child cannot go to nursery. He will not protect his son from schoolyard bullies or teach him how to ride a bike just like his dad, so he can catch him when he inevitably falls. He can't be told that his mother has died or deal with the grief it causes him. He can't attend her funeral. The boy won't see his distressed father and blame his loss of his mother on him, turning his anger into an instantly regrettable fight in the sacred church. His wife will never stand by him through all his turmoil, and neither will his son visit his grandma's grave to ask for her advice. The boy can't grow old and eventually become a grandfather. Not once, but 3 times. He cannot care for his ailing wife after 50 years together and gently hold her hand as she slips away. He will never reach his first birthday. What the boy will do is leave his mother distraught as a baby, her nameless baby, joins the stars in the sky.